There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined by Brooke Cowling, who's a co-founder and CMO of Digital of Things. And we're talking to Brooke this morning about the emotions of the internet, which is a concept that's perhaps a little foreign to most of us. Good morning, Brooke, first of all.
Good morning, Natalie.
Thank you very much for joining us on The Business Breakfast. Now, what you do is look at ways in which the internet can read us. And we were having a chat earlier this morning about patterns and behaviours and the fact that we all know we're monitored, we have cookies on our browsers. But what you're doing is slightly different. You're using a lab and you're examining eye movements and emotions when people are online and you're reading those reactions.
That's right. So we have the first purpose-built lab in the UAE and actually the region. We established the business last year. And what we do is we use technology to track people's emotions and their facial expressions so we can understand how they feel what when they're actually engaging with a brand online. So, I mean, there's a number of things that we do in the lab. What we do is we bring in real customers. So we want to conduct one-to-one interviews with users. And generally these tests last for 1 hour. So we would do a moderated session with real customers and why they're using a website, an app, even a television live streaming service. And we capture their facial expressions so we can tell if they're angry, they're sad, they're confused when they're engaging with the brand. And we also track their eye gaze so we can see what they're looking at on screen. And in addition to this, we talk to the customers so we understand why. We really want to understand why they do things online, not just observing their behavior. So it's really quite interesting because you're going to get a lot of data and information from customers just by seeing how they respond to an experience online.
So we have this on the Dubai Eye Facebook live stream because, like you say, it's important to look at what people are thinking, feeling. So you're under the spotlight now, of course, we're doing this live so we can see your immediate reaction. And I guess that's what you do in the lab. But how does this then help the companies that perhaps want to come and work with you? If I'm thinking, I own a business, I want to sell lots and lots more swimwear. How can I use this emotional intelligence and this technology to improve my sales?
Sure. I think that we're living in a really exciting time and, you know, customer experience is used a lot at the moment. And it's not something that has been used in this region and it's coming more and more to the forefront. You know, there are constant advancements in technology and we are in an emerging market. So customer experience is not as advanced in this region compared to other markets, say the UK or Australia. And it's very easy to switch to the competition. So even coming here, I've got my Uber and my Careem app, you know, next to each other on my phone. Do I use Uber if I can get a different level of experience from Careem? And when customers engage our services, they want to understand what the pain points are from their customers. So when we bring in users to test their websites and their apps, what we're really doing is understanding what their pain points are and we're addressing those pain points and we're telling our customers how they can fix that and how they can make their experience better for their users, which in turn increases revenue, it increases conversion and also brand loyalty.
And if you are using the internet to shop, for example, not just using a transport system, if I'm thinking I want to go and buy something, how do you encourage them through your research to improve the websites? I mean, what is the concept? You take someone into a lab like me and you sit me down, you see my reaction to three or four different kinds of things, or is it more complex than that? Do you want to know, am I frustrated with how long it takes me to get to the basket? Do I have to sign in and make an account? Is it important that my card details are registered?
Yeah, there's a number of factors. And what we do is we work very closely with our clients to understand what their pain points and their objectives are. And then we set out a test plan. So we set tasks that we actually walk through with the customers. And as we do the moderator test, this is when we're recording their emotions and their eye gaze. And we ask them specific questions to see what their frustrations are. So if it's a page load time, that could be a frustration. If it's not being able to check out quickly or they've forgotten their password and they need to reset a password, is that experience good for the user? Is it something that the client needs to fix? And what recommendations can we give them to improve that customer experience?
Give me an example.
Okay, so we work with quite a lot of international clients, for example. So this concept is relatively new in this region. We have worked with a food delivery app, which is headquartered in the UK. And one of the advantages of that is that, you know, we have access to a global audience here. So one of the pain points for let's say our clients, is that they want to test with multiple demographics and they want to get a broad range of customers to test with. And the UAE is a melting pot. You know, we have over 200 nationalities here, so we have access to these customers and we can bring them in and we can test.
And they want to figure out how we react when using their website. Does it work with mobile devices as well?
It does. So we have a mobile stand device. We test with website. We can also do in-store. So we actually do retail experiences and we have portable glasses where we can track people's eye gaze as they move through a retail environment. We can look at wayfinding signage. We can look at where they're looking on the shelves. We can actually see if they're looking at certain products compared to their competition. So it's really quite advanced technology that we're using.
And are people's responses on a sliding scale? I'm just sort of imagining, you know, you think of pilot season in America and they have an audience watching a TV show and they get good dials or bad dials. So a good dial would be if they thought something was funny or liked a character, they turn the dial up. If they don't like a character or a plot, they turn the dial down. So are you monitoring things on a sliding scale, or is it just sort of an option they like or dislike?
No, when we're tracking their facial expressions, there's 500 points in the face that we actually pinpoint and we map. And we have overall scales where we're talking about happy, sad, confused, angry. And then we can actually get a bit more granular and we can see certain points in the face if they've raised their eyebrow or they've slightly raised their lip to see what that emotion is. And the software, it's really great software that's come out of Europe. It's 93% accurate, and it's a lot more accurate than if you were studying human behaviour, human to human.
I'm just, Richard will not mind me saying this in public at all, but I don't know how well it works on people if they've perhaps had treatments to their face and are unable to mimic those impressions. So I don't know how successful that might be on everyone in this room, but we might have to get him down to the lab to find out.
I think that would be a great idea. I think that if you want to come down to the lab, we can definitely put you through the motions, show you how it works, show you how the technology
works.
No needles. Well,
Brooke,
thank you very much for joining us this
You're
morning.
Welcome.
Brooke Cowling is the co-founder and CMO of Digital of Things. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.